It's Friday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here is your sports. Of course, the biggest fear about the Aggies game on Saturday is that they'll take Idaho too lightly, especially with Oklahoma State and Arkansas on the horizon. Mike Sherman says that they aren't looking at this game as a warm-up for anything. They're just hoping for a big win.
I mean, it's important because it's the next ball game. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. I know you're tired of me repeating the same thing over and over again, but that's just the way I look at it. It's the next ball game, so it's very, very important to me. And we won't look at it any other way but the next ball game. And, you know, I tell our kids all the time, I don't care who we're playing. You know, you're playing to be the very best you can be. You know, it doesn't matter. Oklahoma, Nebraska, Idaho, Texas, SMU, Baylor, it doesn't matter. You're trying to be the very best you can be every single week, and that's your measuring stick. And, you know, this week we have to be the very best we can be.
Aggies and Idaho Vandals will kick a little after 6 at Kyle Field. We'll broadcast the game here on 1620 tomorrow, starting with the Fan Zone show, and that'll be at 3 o'clock. College football, the number 2-ranked LSU Tigers went to Starkville last night, beat 25th-ranked Mississippi State 19-6 on a strong defensive performance. In the Big 12, 6 of the 10 teams are on the road this week, including tonight. Iowa State is at UConn. Tomorrow, Texas is at UCLA, Kansas at Georgia Tech. Texas Tech goes to New Mexico, Oklahoma's at Florida State, and Oklahoma State is at Tulsa. Home games are for the Big 12. Besides A&M hosting Idaho, Missouri hosts Western Illinois, Baylor hosts Stephen F. Austin, and Kansas State is hosting Kent State. Other Texas teams, 2-0 Houston, will be at Louisiana Tech. 0-2 North Texas goes to play number 2 Alabama. Oh, my. SMU will host Northwestern State, and TCU will host Louisiana Monroe. Well, the Bryan Vikings trying to stay undefeated in non-district play last night, but they ran into a buzzsaw called the Cavaliers of College Park. They scored early, scored often, and beat the Vikings 50-21. The Vikes twice cut the Cavs' lead to 8 points, but two late second-quarter touchdowns made it a 36-14 game at halftime. Then College Park added two more TDs in the third quarter to get their third win of the year. Bobby Johnson's 76-yard run for the Vikes' first touchdown was a highlight. They'll start District 12 5A play next Friday night at Merrill Green Stadium when they host Colleen Ellison. The Rudder Rangers will try to come back from their loss to Navasota when they're home tonight to meet C.E. King out of Houston. That kickoff at 7:30, and you can hear the game on 1150 AM The Zone and at BrazosFootball.com. Consolidated Tigers, they've got the weekend off. Some other games in the Brazos Valley. Elgin is at Giddings. Navasota will be at Cameron Yeo tonight. You can hear that game in Grimes County on 1550 AM and at BrazosFootball.com. Hempstead will host Brookshire Royal. It'll be Caldwell at Waco Conley. Madisonville hosts Crockett. Buffalo is at Mildred. Somerville is at Vanderbilt Industrial. Bremont hosts Thorndale, and Centerville brings in Trinity. Snook goes to Normandy. Allen Academy is at Brazos Valley Home School. And the St. Joseph Eagles will host Brazos Christian in a crosstown showdown. That'll be on Aggie Catholic Radio 96.9 FM and at BrazosFootball.com. Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton says the Big 12's fate largely rests with Oklahoma. Deaton told the AP that he and other university leaders are working every day to hold the Big 12 together, but the next move is largely dependent on the Sooners. Oklahoma President David Boren said earlier this month that the school was in contact with multiple conferences and expected to decide soon whether to remain in the Big 12. But the Missouri Chancellor, who's president of the Big 12 Board of Directors, says that his school is well positioned to land on its feet should the Big 12 disintegrate. Now, the Oklahoma Board of Directors, Board of Regents rather, will discuss its Big 12 affiliation on Monday at a meeting in Claremore, Oklahoma. The agenda says that the Regents may discuss the topic behind closed doors and take appropriate action. The Texas Rangers added another half game to their American League West lead last night with a 7-4 win over the Cleveland Indians at Arlington. The LA Angels had the day off, so that's the difference. They'll go into the weekend as Texas hosts Seattle and LA is at Baltimore. The Houston Astros are sitting on 98 losses. as they start a weekend in Chicago to meet the Cubs tonight. Aggie volleyball team can go to 11-0 today. That would be their best start ever when they play Xavier at 10 this morning and Toledo at 4:30 this afternoon at the Michigan Invitational in Ann Arbor. Coach Lori Corbelli says that her team is just playing better with more maturity than they had last year.
They went through a very, very difficult time in the past with this same group, and they are bound and determined not to let that happen again. So maybe that determination's a little bit kicked up more than normal. But also, it's an older group. There's a lot more balance this season.
And A&M and Baylor have been facing off a lot lately in the media, but tonight it'll be the first time on the field since the SEC issue flared up. The Aggie soccer team will host the Bears in the Big 12 opener at 6:30. Coach G. Guerrieri says, sure, the fans should be a little extra fired up.
The important one is coming up, and playing Baylor at home, you know, obviously there's a lot of rivalry issues and for fan issues and stuff like that going on. Our issue has just got to be that we have to play better than we did on Sunday when we beat the number one team in the country, because we're playing someone now in a game that we need to win if we're going to win this conference.
And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everyone, for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.